The Puritan's Guide to Fall Songs Guide.
Whoa. All right.
Okay.
Well, give it me.
Tonight's song is...
Roush! A rumble! A roush! A rumble! It's belly up! Belly up! Belly up! Roush! A rumble! And that's rumble!
My favorite podcast is the Yams Podcast.
All right, so for the third time, we are doing, hopefully I remember to hit save. Anyway, Roush Rumble was released on July 30th, 1979, within my area on the B-side. So, yeah, it would have made more sense if we had saved it the first time we tried to record it, because we had just done In My Area. But anyway.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Blew it.
Roush Rumble. So Roush is
Roush Rumble. Sorry.
Yes, is Roush is misspelled, likely due to copyright. I have written, which they seem to do that a lot. Anyway, but the original is a company in Switzerland, which is pronounced Roush. I have here. So it's a chemical company based in Switzerland. They do Valium, in case you never caught that from the song. And other pills. But yeah, so Roush Rumble is Valium. Psh, psh, right? Sorry. The story, I guess, of this song was that M-E-S. I wrote M-E-S. I guess those Fallout podcast boys call it Mez, so I'm guessing that's probably...
Is that right?
Yeah, they do. I'm guessing that's an actual... That's probably how you pronounce it in Old Blighty over there.
Merry Old England.
Yeah, yeah. Mez, M-E-S, was a shipping clerk, made a clerical error, and ended up with far more Valium than he meant to. and basically, he was hiding it in, like... places like the bottom drawer of his desk at work and across, and he said, it also said in places across Europe. I'm not sure where I got that. I'm guessing it might have been from...
The annotated says he attempted to hide, this is from the Reformation book, or this is from Hip Priest. According to Simon Ford and Hip Priest, he found himself a piles of barbiturates that he attempted to hide in stores across Manchester.
Right.
Like, what? That's what I don't get. Like, is he attempting to just, like, you know, slip an extra bottle into the shipment to drugstores, to the pharmacists?
See, I don't know. The idea I had of him was, like, oh, my God, and he's got, like, bags of this shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, throwing them in the desk and, like, giving them to members of the Fall to take home and put in their grandmother's cupboard. That's like that she never goes to or some shit. And that's how I envision it as an Ealing comedy more than a more than
like a Guy Ritchie type heist film.
Right, more than like Drugstore Cowboy or something. Yeah.
Because he wasn't really a Valium dude, right?
Doesn't seem like it.
Which
although I'm sure he probably at that point had enough that he could use it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as I know, he was. I mean, you know, they did psychedelics, but
yeah,
for most of his life, I'm guessing it was just speed and alcohol.
Yeah, because I in reading that in my mind, it was like, oh, I'm hiding these pills wherever I can get a hold of them, but in like you know the grocers, you know, no one's gonna know this is here, you know, underneath these crisps, hide these bags of Valium that I'm gonna be able to get at.
Depending on the drugs he was on, that might have been true.
That's true.
Just like
this makes sense.
Somebody getting a bag of whatever, some Valium bottles fall out. It's like, oh my God!
I went to get some Maltesers and I came home with 50 Valium. What? How did that happen?
These are the questions. That are good questions.
Thank you.
I guess. Yams, what do you... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cat's climbing all over the damn turntable. He's saying, put on the Fall single.
He does that every time I put a record on. That's automatically where he goes. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, fucker. I need to get in just a straight jacket when I play records.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Does he try to chase the records?
He doesn't. He just jumps up there to fuck with me because he knows I started it.
Yeah.
And he's good, and he knows I'll come.
This is how he pays attention to
me. Yeah, exactly.
Because I had a cat that would be on top of the turntable and try to chase the record and spin around on top and, you know, cause a lot more problems than necessary.
I'm sure he would if I let give him the chance. what an asshole. sorry, okay. You guys can't see what Yams is doing, so yeah. It's probably funnier for us right now, but oh well. Anyway, so I'd say that I think on the annotated site, the riff is based on Shake Appeal by the Stooges, which I completely hear.
Oh,
except
yeah.
that it's, you know, it's the fall, so it's a little off, and the drum isn't as groovy. It's just like straight ahead, like loud rock. Punk rock stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
So I'm interested in this note about the barbiturates, about him found himself responsible for a 40-ton load of barbiturates, which had to be stored in a croft in Manchester.
What's a croft?
That's what I was looking up. It's like, okay. What is a croft? And from what I understand, it is a small enclosed field adjoining a house or a small farm. Like, so what is he hiding barbiturates in the shed?
Kind of seems that way.
All right.
Or maybe burying them with like a cross.
Oh, as yeah.
a marker.
Sort of like the end of Fargo.
Yeah.
With the ice scraper. The like, ice scraper. This is where I'm going to know where the money's at.
Right. Yes.
And then he dies. Oops, spoiler.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was thinking about the TV show, and they go back into that at some point. One of the seasons does.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that.
I didn't watch that for a long time until recently.
Yeah.
So then we watched like all of them because it's like, oh, this is way better than I thought it was.
Yeah. Maybe. The ones I've seen have been really great.
Yeah. Fargo does not take place in Manchester, though.
There are no crofts. There are crofts in Fargo, but you know they don't call them that.
Yeah, right. They just call them Space Outback. what else do I have here? Oh, Rumble from Link Ray's Rumble.
That someone said that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
I mean, I know he's a Link Ray fan.
Well,
was. Yeah.
Isn't that in the lyrics? I can't remember now because this is from fucking October. I think that's right. And then there's like, you know.
That's Rumble. Yeah, I could. Yeah.
That's Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Never, 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 Never Do It Again is from Nervous Norvis, which we've talked about before.
Didn't they do... They did a version of Transfusion? No, they've just... I'm spacing because I'm a little loopy today, but
it's
you know.
Okay. They might... I think they might have. Or it's actually on the album... It's on the same album of...
that's what it
All Time Worst Top 30.
Yes, that's what it is.
The Kenny Everett's All Time Worst Top 30, along with I'm Going to Spain by Steve Bent. And I wrote down the episode in which we covered that song, which was episode 22 with our good friend Brent. So
go back and listen to it if you haven't.
Yeah, already. So I'm Going to Spain, which I still like, and every once in a while...
Yeah.
Pops into my head.
Same.
So anyway. so the Nervous Norvis song is like, yeah, Transfusion. Yeah, he's talking about speeding, which is also pretty funny, I guess.
Because
it's about speed.
Well played. Well played, Marky Smith.
Yes. Oh, hey. All right. Before I say the last thing that I have. Okay. I should preface this by, if anyone's a Taylor Swift fan, I'm very sorry. But, I've only ever listened to one song, and it was because it was in a horror movie.
Oh.
I think it's the Shake It Off or some shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's the only one. But then last night I was looking at, I don't know, I think an ad for the little documentary about her Eras tour.
Oh, yeah, the one that's on Disney.
And then I was like, yeah. So Eras, and then I was like, wait, did she actually also think of the Spanish word for was as eros and use that as part of it?
Oh.
Because the other person in my house said, no fucking way. But you know, I will give her the benefit of the doubt if that's true. But,
I thought it was like the pavement career Korea type thing.
Right.
She's saying errors.
Right. These are her errors.
This is my errors. This is the errors of my ways.
Maybe she's a pavement fan.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think she's anything but manufactured by her father. But hey, you know, I have this feeling we may have lost some Fall fans because of that one. I mean, whatever. I was just thinking about that last night. Like, was she smart enough to use a weird dual language word?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or not smart enough, but clever enough. She's clever. Could be smart. Yeah.
I think she probably is.
Yeah. But that takes cleverness.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry, the speed reminded me of that.
This will tie this back into the subject of this podcast. Is you have to wonder, has Taylor Swift ever heard a song by The Fall?
Mm-mm.
You know, just you know, or like anybody in politics today. You know, or any famous pop star. Do you think any of them have ever heard?
Didn't you send me a picture of one of the Kardashians with their kid having a
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like maybe one kid got, like, saw that. Maybe one teenage girl who's very into Kardashians or middle-aged woman. I don't know, whatever.
What's that? And listens to The Fall.
And becomes a Fall fan.
And yeah, what a weird gateway. But I would love that.
That would be awesome.
This is akin to the new Kids on the Block video with the guy wearing a Bauhaus shirt.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Look it up. There's also a Chicago video with Peter Cetera wearing the same Bauhaus shirt. So I think there was some stylist of music videos that has had that on the shelf. Like, this is cool. Throw that on, Peter. Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
And yeah, so that's what I want to know. Is that, or something like that's going to kick the door open to, you know,
that's some pretty funny.
Some tween in 1988 going, oh, Bela Lugosi's dead. Have you heard this song?
That's actually pretty funny.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing I wrote down, I was going to tell a story about New Kids on the Block and REM, but it's stupid.
Maybe we'll save that for off mic.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
But that likes stupid
sucks
stories.
To be you, listener. All right, so press release of this song.
Oh yeah, I love this.
Was said that this was a false tribute to Racy, and Racy did the song Kitty, which was later recorded in the U.S. as Mickey by Tony Basil.
Yeah,
Tony. I always call him Tony Basil.
Yeah, but, I don't know how you properly say it.
Anyway, Tony. Yeah, she was a choreographer for things like Head by the Monkees.
Yeah, she was in Head. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then she became famous for this song in 1980,
I think. 80 or 81.
Yeah, it's like, when I was a little kid, but it's totally a kid song.
It really is. But the record that it's on, Word of Mouth, has like Devo plays on like three or four songs
really?
On the record and stuff. So
that's pretty funny.
She was tapped into that whole scene.
Well, she'd been around forever.
Yeah, by that point she was in her 50s, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Maybe not that old. She was in her 40s at least, because she's not a young woman anymore, but she can still move. I've seen videos.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a dancer.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that was something I probably knew, but totally didn't remember when I read that, and I was just like, okay, well, or maybe I didn't know that Mickey was taken from some song in Britain.
Yeah. Anyway. So is that like Rough Trade put this single out, right? So is that like, you know, their press person trying to, you know, loop in, some, just, you know, playing this up for some dumb reason to try to get Racy fans
big
to be like,
oh,
Racy.
Yeah.
I think I got to listen to The Fall now if they like Racy.
Right.
Just they made that song Kitty that I love so much. They played down the boozer.
Yeah. Thank who knows? You. I don't know anything about Racy or race related bands who sing about cats. Anyway, so that's what I've written. Oh yeah, and that I have a little note up at the top of what I wrote about Mother's Little Helper. It just says Mother's Little Helper in parentheses or in quotation marks. I know that's because of, you know, basically Mark in Roush Rumble says, you know, you need it like a hole in your ass, another hole in your ass. You need an addiction like a hole in your ass.
Yeah.
So basically, it seems like an answer to Mother's Little Helper by Rolling Stones in some sort of way.
Well, I think you're right.
And I think they were both, well, one was about speed, Mother's Little Helper, and then this one's about Valium. And so it isn't quite the same thing.
So this is like a really beloved song amongst fall fans, right? This is like one of the one of their hits amongst the kids.
The one thing I always remember about Roush Rumble, and it might have been on like annotated, but it was somewhere I was reading in some or like I don't know some board somewhere, and the guy said he wanted to have Roush Rumble played at his funeral. For some reason, that is just always stuck in my head because I've always been like. What?
That's the song you want on your way out?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
But I still think it's pretty funny.
I kind of love it, but I'm also just like, that is... Okay, what an odd choice.
I kind of like it.
No, of course. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this podcast if I didn't agree with the person.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good choice. But for, yeah,
some, but for some reason, that always sticks out in my head.
It just knocked me sideways. Just like, wait, what? Play that at your funeral?
They probably didn't even play that at Mark's funeral.
So. What did they play music at Mark's funeral? Have we looked
I don't
into
know.
This?
Maybe I could look into that. I know there was some sort of fight that occurred.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. Because I remember when it happened... It was in probably like, you know, whatever, The Guardian or something.
Yeah.
And so I just read the headline and was like, oh, well, I need to learn about that.
Well, that's fitting.
But yeah, basically that's what somebody said. Like whoever reported it to wherever it was, like The Guardian was like, I think Mark would have liked it.
Yeah.
I think so Mark wanted it that way. So yeah, it was some, who knows? They didn't really go into details, but yeah. That's pretty
I'll have to look into that.
Might have been a drunken match or something.
Yeah. Because the ideal of like a Marky Smith funeral is like I keep thinking of the funeral of Shane McGowan. Maybe this is because it's on my brain from what I did yesterday.
Right.
But like it was a big affair and Nick Cave did. You know, it's moving rendition of Summer in Siam on the piano on the dais and whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's a nice thing. And I always think like, you know, yeah, maybe somebody did that for Mark. Like they got up there and did some like moving rendition of Nervous Narvis's Transfusion.
Right.
Some member of the Go-Betweens got up there and did that or something.
Right. You know? Good God. That would be pretty fucking hilarious. Actually.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah, what would they do? I don't know. My mind has gone blank.
Billy's dead, maybe.
I was going to say Billy's dead. It's the only one that works.
The only sort of ballad that they have in their catalog.
An Edinburgh man myself or something. You know,
yeah.
Like Edinburgh man.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Anyway, so this is a pretty huge one. And I know that like when we decided to do this one, we both were like, why haven't we done this
before? Why hasn't anyone picked this? And I think a lot of people, I think guests we get on here, I think sometimes want to pick something a little more, not obscure, but just a little more off the beaten path.
Yeah.
To show their kind of their bona fides. Like, oh no, I'm a fan, so I'm into this song.
I'm
into Hotel Bloedel, you know. That'll show you what I'm for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was surprised too that like we've done so many episodes of the show and we never got around to this one, and I'm glad we did.
And whatever I thought I should have listened to this today, but I was busy doing other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember anything. I love this song. I think it's great. I love that. Psh, psh.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, I still want to start throwing those in.
Every time someone says
just
the title.
Regular day, regular everyday conversations.
Would you like some coffee, dear? I love the various live versions of this where he gets a little more squealy with those between bits,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's
true. Get really fun.
How did he do that? Well, he's always like that time in his period of singing, he's always pretty squealy.
I think he just could do it. I could hit notes like that when I was in my 20s too, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This was also one of the songs that Sonic Youth did on their famed Peel session where they fall covers.
With the four covers.
Yeah, which is...
So it's Roush Rumble, like...
They did Victoria, and I think My New House, and maybe Totally Wired.
Maybe
no. It's, oh, am I going to look it up? I'm going
to
look it up.
Yeah, you should. I've listened to it and was just like...
There's just not enough fall covers happening.
No. But I do believe that it was Sonic Youth and not Pavement, but it might have been Pavement, in which Mark said that they should have their rock license revoked.
I think that was Pavement. So it was My New House, Roush Rumble, Psycho Mafia.
That's it. I knew Victoria. It was some kind of a weird one.
Yeah. I don't know. I might have heard the Sonic Youth version first. I don't know if that's right. But I remember that one was kind of one that tipped me to like, oh, this is actually a really great song. And then going back to the Falls version and then finding all, like I said, all the live versions of it. It's like, oh, yeah. It's always wild to me. It's wild to me when that there aren't more people covering The Fall or citing them as an influence. Is that still happening nowadays? I don't see it anymore amongst young bands.
I don't know.
I feel like there's some British groups that might, you know, cop to it. Like
it seems like there's an ass load of bands that do rip them off.
Yeah,
whether or not, like that whole Spreckensung bullshit that everyone in England is doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that Yard Act band is the big one right now.
Dry Cleaning.
Yeah.
Or Fat White Family, who even has a song that kind of makes, the video kind of makes fun of Mark.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
So I think I told you about this at the shop that a couple weeks ago. This guy who comes in pretty regularly, who I know from, you know, the music world here in Portland, and he came in one day and just like talked my fucking ear off for a long time. About the Dead, about the many Dead shows he's gone to and is going to, and just all this stuff about being part of that world. And the last time
they call themselves the Zombies though.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
But the last time he came through, he's like, you know what band I just finally listen to and think are really great is The Fall. Like, I just couldn't believe how great those guys were. And I was, you know, texting my friend and he's sending me all these, you know, news articles of bands citing The Fall as an influence and what a big band they were. And then, you know, it's like, God, they have so much music and blah, blah, blah. And I'm staring at him like, you don't know me at all, do you?
Did you say, by the way?
I was like, oh, you want to be a guest on a podcast? It's so funny because I don't know if you've likely had those experiences of people coming up to you and talking to you in mansplaining fashion about stuff that you already know about.
Yeah.
And do you try to like intervene at some point and be like, no, it's cool. I got this covered. You just kind of be like, oh, just let them have their moment. And, you know.
Oh, man. It depends on who it is.
I'm sure.
So
I'm sure you shut me down before.
No. Well, usually I don't care. And usually I mean, there's a difference between just people saying, oh, have you heard this?
Yeah,
and people
exactly.
Like, the whole mansplaining thing always cracks me up because sometimes I catch myself doing it. I'm
me too. Yeah.
God, why did I do that? But you're also talking to a person who never actually told anyone at my old job exactly how to pronounce my name, except for like one or two people. So I would.
Really? Oh, wow.
I just never, it got so boring and I was so tired of it that like no matter how they'd pronounce it, I'd be like, uh-huh, yeah. Or, you know, sometimes I would let them know, like if it was starting to bug me.
Yeah.
But, okay, so everyone out there, I worked at this place for 13 years and recently got canned for whatever the fuck reason.
Ridiculous.
But, so my name's Hiram Lukey and everyone would read it a different way. Like over the intercoms
system,
to, or like just like half the people. I think most of the people in IT call me Hiram, and I was just like,
"Oh, come on!"
All right, well,
that's the cool. Easy part.
Yeah, I know.
For me, but
no, you would think so. But once in a while, somebody would get it correct. I'd be like, "No, that's it, exactly. Very good.
Boom."
I don't even tell people. Like,
I only get the extra M at the end of my last name from people all the time still. People that have known for 20 plus years are sending me things in the mail and they're throwing an extra M at the end. I'm like, come on.
Do better. Yeah, that is, I can see that.
Oh, sure.
Because it's very, well, beer. But also, isn't, would ham, with ham with two M's, is that, might be closer to Germanic than.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then, like, it got dropped at some point.
I think that's probably what happened.
During the Great Vowel Shift, I'm sure. Anyway, so back to that. when somebody goes the whole mansplaining thing, I mean, I usually don't care. And okay. Usually, but, you know, but if I'm having a conversation where we're just talking about bands or music or something, then yes, I will.
Yeah.
Like say, oh, yeah, I like them a lot. This is what, you know, blah, blah, album.
Yeah.
This person went on to do something else. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I just,
which is another dude thing, but it's not like mansplaining.
No, that's being more like, hey, let's share the love of this band and share this information. Yeah. Whereas this guy just needed an ear to bend about the Fall, that he just discovered them for the first time, and oh my gosh.
Well, it sounds like that's what he does.
That's what he does, and you know, good on him. Like another Fall fan of the world is not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. Maybe I could sell him some Adult Net records the next time he comes through or something. You know.
Wait, do you have any?
Who knows? We might have some. I don't think we do, actually.
But, I don't think you do. I think I would have been at least like, oh, hey.
Whoa. Yeah. Incense and peppermints. All right.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Ralph Schrumbel. I don't mean for it to sound like a whip sound, like an Ema Sumac whip sound.
It sounds more like you're doing the Foley work for a kung fu film.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ralph Rumble.
Man, now I kind of want to do like a kung fu version of Ralph Rumble.
Before we go, I actually have one thing to ask you. Have you heard this thing that I bought the CD of it, but I haven't listened to it yet because I lost it immediately after buying it. But it was like someone doing a mashup of a Fall song and a Rolling Stones tune.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Let me jump on the old Bandcamp real quick and remind myself. And I'm sure the people who are listening who likely have a copy of the CD are screaming at their computers right now. Yes, it is Grotesque Rescue.
Okay.
So it's,
I'll track it down.
So this is the title. This is how it's described in here. So it's, imagine it's 1980. The Rolling Stones fire Mick Jagger, hire brash upstart Marky Smith as their new singer, and record one last album, this one. Grotesque Rescue mashes up the music of the Stones' Emotional Rescue with the vocals of the Fall's Grotesque. It works far better than it should. And it's one of those things you can't download it or stream it via Bandcamp. You just can only buy a CD, which I did. But again, it's like I put it in my office and God knows where it went.
Right.
So.
Oh, ass.
Soon enough. Right.
Okay. Well, there you go. I just thought of another song. There's the anarcho rock band, which I only said because I find that funny. It's like Nod, G-N-O-D.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
So they have this great song. Well, one great album that they have more than one great album, but the one I always listen to is like this one that's like Kill the Capitalist State or something like
okay.
that. Okay. Like literally that's what it's called. Destroy.
Amazing.
Destroy the Capitalist No Good, No Fun World. anyway, so there's a song on there called Real Man that is obviously about Mark Smith, and it becomes more and more obviously about Mark Smith as the little sort of samples that they're cutting up in the beginning of the guy going, and then like there's like he actually at one point says I'm Mark, you know, like, but it's really low, and it's just all the lyrics are making fun of him, like I can't even, are making fun of some old guy who goes down to the pub all the time and gets drunk and, you know,
harangues
he's a
people.
Real man, you know, like that's the chorus. Anyway, I can't believe I've never told you about that.
No.
It came out in like 2018. I thought I sent that to you, but
you might have.
Anyway, they're pretty great. I like them, but that song is not as catchy as the Fat White Family song, but it is okay. Definitely about Mark Smith.
Okay.
Like yeah,
so what I'm dragging this on a little bit here, but
that's okay. Drag away.
The picture you sent to me, the Christopher Eccleston thing. Like, what is that? Is that
I saw it on Instagram or some shit or
grotesque after the Instagram.
Where is that? I sent Bob this photo of Christopher Eccleston. Oh, he's holding up a like pamphlet or flyer of some sort, and it says Christopher Eccleston in the style of Marky Smith reading the football scores.
Yeah.
And so if anybody knows what the fuck that was, and so if we can get a hold of Christopher
Eccleston. There was no context about it at all?
It was something like, you know,
Is this his
our boy doing one for the team or some shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like some
weird. Yeah,
I just like, what?
I want more information about this.
You should track it down.
We're gonna look this up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Melissa, the other person who said, who I asked the question about Taylor Swift earlier in the week, said that we should say that we doubt the superiority of God damn it! Now I can't even think of his name. The comic, British comic that we love.
Oh, Stuart Lee.
Thank you. Of Stuart Lee's fallitude, we doubt it, and that he should come on the podcast and argue with us.
Oh, yeah. The fall.
So if anybody knows him, let him know.
Yeah. That's our white whale right now, Stuart Lee, I think. Which is not a comment on his weight, because, you know, I think he's looking really well, is what I'm saying.
He's looking better.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love him. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I just saw the Tornado version, the Tornado show that he put out. So he put
out
whatever it was, Snowstorm and then, or Blizzard and then Tornado.
Oh, okay.
So I'd seen the first one and then I just saw the Tornado one.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty good.
I will look to
it's
that.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's great.
Yes. And also been watching a lot of James Acaster.
Oh, he's also really good.
Yeah. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Does James Acaster like the fall?
He seems like he's probably like 10 years younger than us. So
well, he makes
maybe.
Music, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He makes like grime or something like that. So he might like the fall. I don't know.
He could. You never know.
Let's start. Someone get all of our British listeners get a hold of James Acaster.
We should get Eastman.
We should get Eastman. I was just filing my records away and pulled that. Saw the Pearl Arts right. I'm like, oh yeah.
You can get him on. He's pretty. I love that.
Record. Oh, that's a great record. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you brought that one up.
Yeah.
I just have like the digital version.
This is us fishing for guests here at the end of the show.
We're not really fishing. We're just telling you to go buy their album.
That's that too.
Oh,
but then tell them come on the show. Yeah.
But we are telling Stuart Lee that.
Yeah.
We're doubting him. Not really, but you know. Well, maybe. Anywho, there you go. Psh, psh, Roush Rumble. All right. So that it? Are
That's
we good?
It. All right. I got all the things out of my head that I needed to get out.
Oh, fuck it then. Yams, you got anything?